kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Healthy Pinoy.
Umani ng pansin ang isyung pangkalusugan na diverticulitis sa Pilipinas matapos ma-diagnose kamakailan si Pangulong Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr. ng naturang kondisyon. Ano nga ba ang diverticulitis at paano ito maiiwasan? Yan ang ating tatalakayin kasama ang Sydney-based general practitioner na si Dr. Belinda Lorenzo.
When we grow older, yung wall ng large intestines natin can become weak. They can and the walls can form pouches. If you can imagine, magkakaroon ng pouch outside of the bowel walls because they become weak. Pero if that's the case, we call that diverticulosis.
Ito ang paliwanag ng GP na si Dr. Belinda Lorenzo tungkol sa kondisyon kung saan nagkakaroon ng maliliit na supot o bukol na tinatawag na diverticula sa dingding ng digestive tract, partikular na sa malaking bituka. Sabi nito, karaniwang hindi agad napapansin. Madalas natutuklasan lamang ito sa mga routine medical check-up.
Diverticulosis, this outpouching can be asymptomatic. Some people would have that and they would not have any symptoms at all. They might not know that they have diverticulosis. But if this outpouching becomes inflamed or infected, that's when you have symptoms. And that's what you call diverticulitis.
Dagdag pa ng doktor sa mga may edad o nagkakaedad ito karaniwang natutuklasan.
Siguro if we do a scan or a CT scan of 100 people, especially the elderly, I won't be surprised if we find 90, even 100% would have diverticulosis because that's very common.
Maliban sa edad, tumataas ang risk ng isang tao na magkaroon ng naturang kondisyon kapag naging lifestyle mo ang mga ito.
So first is ano yung risk ng diverticulosis? So yun, low fiber diet if you are constipated. Kasi pag diba nagpo-push ka, pressure inside, so nagpo-push yan ng it can cause weakness of the bowel walls, so constipation. So aging, of course, our bowels become weak over time. Being overweight, smoking, lack of physical regular exercise or physical activity, and some other medications like anti-inflammatory pain medications. So those are the risk factors to form diverticulosis. And then if this become inflamed, they can cause diverticulitis.
Tandaan, kapag namaga o na-infect ang supot o pouch na ito sa dingding ng malalaking bituka, mararamdaman ang karaniwang mga sintomas na ito.
So you will have pain. Usually it's on the left side. Diba ang appendicitis is on the right. Usually diverticulitis would be on the left.
Okay.
You can have fever, chills, bloating, nausea, meaning you feel sick, or you don't feel like you're eating, so your appetite is reduced. And you can have diarrhea or constipation.
Kapag naagapan, hindi ito nakamamatay, pero kapag lumala, pwedeng magkaroon ng komplikasyon at kailangan ng operasyon.
In mild cases, you can be managed at home. Kasi yung inflammation na yun, you just need bowel rest. So that means you stay at home, you drink fluids, you avoid yung mga fibers. So usually clear fluids ang binibigay, ang sinasabi namin sa patients. So clear soup, yan, mga fluids lang, water, yung mga rehydrating solutions, and pain medications. Pero if it's severe, that's when you have fever, vomiting, you know, severe abdominal pain, you might need to go to the hospital.
Oh.
So usually if it's severe, and it can still be managed non-surgical. So, ang gagawin din sa'yo, hindi ka papakainin. So, you'll be nailed by mouth. You will have IV fluids. But at least you'll be hydrated. You will have your sugar and all the electrolytes, even if you're not eating. And they can give you IV antibiotics at the same time.
Okay.
Surgery, It would be rarely needed unless there are some complications like yung mga outpouches na yon would become really inflamed and they can rupture. So that's the only time that we need surgery.
Para maiwasan ang ganitong sitwasyon, payo ni Dr. Lorenzo, gawing habit ang healthy lifestyle.
So you have to increase your intake of vegetables and fruits, so high fibers in your diet. You have to drink a lot of fluids. Yung isa pang risk factor, di ba, is lack of regular physical activity. So ang prevention nun is staying physically active. If you look at the Heart Foundation website, the recommendation is to decrease your cardiovascular risk as well. 30 minutes of cardiovascular exercise each day, at least 5 days of so 7 days of the week. Tapos yung isa pang risk factor, di ba, is being overweight. So we have to maintain a healthy weight. And yung isa pang risk factor is smoking. So if we can avoid smoking, that would be the best.
Ayon sa World Health Organization o WHO, mas karaniwan ang pagkakaroon ng diverticular disease sa mga nakakatanda o aging population. Ipinapakita sa mga pag-aaral na humigit kumulang 30% ng mga taong nasa edad 60 years old pataas ang may diverticula o maliliit na supot o bukol na nabubuo sa dingding ng digestive tract, partikular na sa malaking bituka. At umaabot ito sa mahigit 60 hanggang 70% sa mga may edad 80 years old pataas. Bagamat hindi lahat ng may diverticulosis ay nagkakaroon ng diverticulitis, mas tumataas ang panganib nito habang tumatanda ang isang tao.
So eating a high fiber diet, drinking enough fluids, staying physically active, maintaining a healthy weight, and avoid smoking. And you have severe abdominal pain and you want to know do you need to go to the hospital or not, then you have to see your doctor.
Healthy Pinoy. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.